Thank you for listening today to the Covenant Word with Reverend John Anyameke of Bethel Covenant Assembly of God in San Antonio, Texas, where we are touching heaven and changing earth. Dwelling and basking in God's abundant grace is what living in God's overflow is. This can only come when we are living in total reliance, obedience, and submission to our Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot even begin to talk about God's abundant grace without Christ. John chapter 10, verse 10 in King James Version reads, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Unless we live in total surrender to the will of God, that having abundantly will be very far from us. Listen as Reverend John continues.
Living in the overflow simply means dwelling, basking in God's abundant grace. Amen. Dwelling, basking, enjoying, not enduring. Enjoying, not enduring, not managing. Is somebody hearing me? God's abundant grace, His goodness and mercy through our total reliance and submission to Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is grace personified. So you cannot talk about the overflow outside of Christ. You can't. This the dimension. Overflow is not just a state. It's a dimension. Tell anybody it's a dimension. You can't explain it. When you operate in a certain dimension, you don't try to put it into words. You know, someone will wonder how things happening. When you operate in the overflow, you don't have the answer. Because it is not you that is working, it is God that is working. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? This year you will operate in the overflow. Because you are totally submitted to the person of Christ. Keyword, totally. So we say, Pastor, prove it to me in scripture that without Christ, I can operate in the overflow. John 10:10. Jesus speaking, he said, "The thief comes only in order to steal." Anytime the thief is at work, you can't operate in the overflow. The thief comes but to steal and kill and destroy. Look at it. The thief has only one agenda. So whoever has access to your life determines whether you operate in the overflow or underflow. Somebody must have access to your life. It's right here. Somebody who you allow access to your life determines the dimension you operate in. There are some people that enter your life, everything goes down. There are some friends that you have in your life, things go from bad to worse. There are some people you employ, instead of your business to go up, it goes down. I'm telling you, I'm an employer, I can tell you. There are some people that carry bad head. We call it bad head. People with bad head. I'm telling you, there are people you have around you, you get sick. Do you know that there are some air conditioners that if it blows, you get sick? You are perpetually sick because they carry pathogens. The same people are carriers of bad destinies. It's not everybody that smiles at you that should be in your life. Hear me? There are some people that enter your life. Things work. There are some people that enter your life. The thing that was evil, the one that was not working, refused to work. In fact, you think Jesus was playing when he even told Judas Iscariot, "The thing you want to do quickly, get out of here, get." Because there are some people that have bad head. So the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But thanks be to God. The scripture says, Jesus said, "I have come." Look at it. I'm proving to you that the overflow is in Christ. Someone say, "I have come." Shout it loud. I have come. I've come that they may have life and enjoy life. You see what I said? Not endure. Enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. So outside of Christ, can I make a very bold statement today? Outside of Christ, you can never experience the overflow. In fact, you may wish it, you will never see it. If you try to experience the overflow outside of Christ, you will not get it. No matter how you cry, no matter how you wish, outside of Christ, your marriage will not work. If you like, go talk to 50 marriage counselors. Their counsel will not work. Who is he that says a thing and it comes to pass when God has not said so? Jesus knew why he came. He came to stop the thief. Did you hear me? He came to stop the killer. He came to stop the destroyer. Because the agents of darkness are to make sure you don't experience the overflow. How do they do it? They steal, they kill, and they destroy. But thanks be to God, Jesus came that we may have life and have it in abundance. Because you have Jesus, from today, may your life experience the overflow. It's either you have the thief in your life or you have the shepherd. You can choose who you want to have in your neighborhood. You can choose where you want to put your net. You can choose who you want to make your alliance with. You better make your alliance with Christ. Can I just say this? Anybody that is having a best friend who is not a believer, you have aligned your neighborhood with thieves, killers, and destroyers. Can I make a bold statement today? Anybody here under the sound of my voice, and I speak prophetically, you can say whatever you want to say. I'm a pastor. Now I hold the microphone. Let me say this clearly. Be careful the unbeliever you align with to talk against the kingdom of God. Be careful, because they're going to use you to do sandwich. God gave David three options. He said, look, let me let you fall into the hand of your enemies. Or let trouble come to you. Or let me deal with you myself. You know what David said? He said, God, don't let me enter the hand of my enemy, because they will finish me. He said, but let me fall into your hand, because there is mercy with you. Tell everybody, there is mercy with God. There's no way, no matter how bad your child does something, even when you whoop him, he doesn't change the identity as being a child. Do you understand what I'm saying? Did you understand what I'm saying? If you whoop a child, you're whooping the child doesn't change the child from being your child. You are just whooping them to correct them, not to kill them. But when the enemy attacks you, if they spray water, it's acid. In the water gun of an enemy is acid, not water. Don't play with the enemy this year. Tell anybody, don't play with the enemy. That's why I will never like anybody. I will never associate myself with anybody that doesn't love Jesus. I don't care what you give me. Keep your ice cream. Only in Christ I can experience the overflow. It may not look fancy. It may not look glamorous. But ladies and gentlemen, if you are in Christ, everything is going to be all right. I'm telling you the truth. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You may not drive the greatest Mercedes Benz, but if you are in Christ, don't worry, that your little Camry ain't going to break down. You are not hearing what I'm trying to say. As you drive that Camry, the Holy Ghost is there with you. Jesus is there with you. God the Father is there with you. You experience the overflow. Somebody shout amen. When we were growing up and we lost our dad when I was at the age of six, we didn't have much, but we never lacked anything. So when I look back at how God kept us as little children, only God can make something great come out of nothing. Don't run after the things they run after. Even Jesus was telling, he said, the people of the world, they care about all this. Your Father knows what you need. And if the earthly fathers can give good gifts, how much more your heavenly Father? Will he not freely give you all things, even the Holy Spirit? Being in Christ is the greatest thing that can happen to your life.
And listen to me, the overflow is not about money. The overflow is not about clothes. The overflow is about abundant life. And I'm not talking about abundant life just in heaven. You can enjoy abundant life from here. Somebody shout glory. Shout it loud, glory. What is what's the benefit of you think you're enjoying life, but there's trouble? Some people think enjoyment of life is going on all sorts of vacation and drinking alcohol. That's not abundant life. That's stupidity. A man's life does not consist upon the abundance of the things that he owns. Go and look at many people that don't serve the Lord. I've dealt with a lot of rich people. Some of them are the saddest people. Because their life is empty. Because there's no Christ, no joy. They can't even be nice to people. Even the wealth, they can't enjoy. That's why they do everything to hold on to it. Because their significance is tied to currency. Whereas your destiny is... No wonder Paul said, for me to live is Christ. You enjoy life. You enjoy peace. You enjoy joy. Joy like a river. Joy that no man can give to you. Somebody shout a big amen. Abundant life is found in Christ. And that's my submission for you as you start this year. You know, sometimes people try to say, oh, you know what? I'm just trying to manage something. You cannot manage life. You are not the author of life. Can you manage something that is not yours? You can't. Some will say, oh, you know, I'm just dealing with some things. I'm just dealing with some things. Every person that I've seen that said I'm dealing with sin, they have never been able to deal with it. I'm telling you, real story now. You talk to some people, you know, I'm just taking a break from church because there are just some things I'm trying to figure out. Only Christ can help you figure out.
Thank you for listening to The Covenant Word with Reverend John Anyameke of Bethel Covenant Assembly of God in San Antonio, Texas. To know more about us, visit us at BethelCovenantAG.org. Here's Reverend John continuing with the message.
The secret things belong to God. Is somebody hearing me? And the things that are revealed belong to us and our children. Cast all your cares. That thing you are trying to struggle with. He said, take my yoke. Jesus said, take my yoke. My yoke is easy. My yoke is easy. And my burden is light. Ladies and gentlemen, you can carry the world or you can carry Christ. I can tell you the world is heavy. You crush under the world. Don't play with the world though. You see that job that you think you are making all the sacrifice and not serving the Lord. The day they fire you, they replace. In fact, they can bring your replacements. You don't know. And you will train your replacements. True story. And I'm not trying to mess with you. I'm telling you true story. So that this year you better make Jesus your focus. And stop getting carried away. I had this very great employee. Great employee. I could rely on her. In fact, the first day she entered my office, do you know how you bring people for a walking interview? And like from the week walking interview, you just say, please, can you just get that phone? She got the phone. And I said, Jesus, you are an answer to prayer. And so I just, in fact, from that moment, I said, start your job now. And she was so great. Great, great, doing everything. Then one day, she said she was quitting. I looked at everything to try to tell her, is it money you are looking for? She said, no, I just want to quit. I found money somewhere else, blah, blah, blah. I just said, okay, fine. So she left. So I felt like my whole practice was built on her. And God told me, let her go. Your practice is built on me, God. For no foundation can be laid except that which has been laid. Jesus must be your foundation. You are planning for 2021. Some of you already seen vision for December. You already set a date. including the cruise I booked. I don't know the confirmation number now. Money, cruise, gone. It's true. But anyway, so as she left, 2 weeks, I asked the other people that were there, did anybody ever ask for this lady? They said, nobody asked. And everybody knew her name. So one day I just mistakenly said, so the person said, one of the patients said, you have a new person now. I said, yeah. This other person is gone. I really miss her. They said, They said, it's good that she left. So God told me, anything you lose cannot replace me. If you have God, you have everything. So I discovered that God actually sent her away. Not her. Immediately she left. Blessings I'd never seen before. I thought I was blessed. Immediately she left. Blessings I had never seen before. God bless her. So I was wondering, God, what kind of thing is this? Told me, listen to this. Nobody is irreplaceable. So you keep holding. You think that everybody likes you in that place. Be careful. Because the moment you lose that job, you will think you lost your job. They are part of the people that fired you. If you've ever been fired on a job, didn't you notice that the day they fired you, they gave you coffee? Do you need anything? Is everything okay? Say everything is okay. You, with your open mind, you are telling them everything is okay. But you are gone. And if you watch, the people that you thought were your friends are the people that are going to speak the worst. But don't you know that you have a friend that sticks closer than a brother? That person is Jesus Christ. That is why you must hold on to him. Tell them, I'm holding on to Jesus in 2021. You must hold on to Jesus this year. Don't let anybody be your focus. If you want to experience the overflow, it is only in Christ you can experience the overflow. Terrible, only in Christ I can experience the overflow. Somebody shout a big amen. I'll share this with you, ways you can experience the overflow. In the third service, I'll tell you how in scripture the Bible discusses overflow. In fact, let me give you that since you came for second service. When God made man, God always intended for man to experience the overflow. That was the plan. So if you look at Genesis chapter 2, God was the one that made man so that man was alone. Created the animals, and all the animals were created for man. The herbs, the things on the ground, the animals, everything was made for man. In fact, the scripture says that God planted the garden. Genesis chapter 2. God himself planted the garden, not man. God put his hand to the ground, planted the garden, and all he did was to put man in the garden for man to take care of it. So your responsibility to the overflow is not to work for it, but to maintain it. In fact, God taught me something. It's beyond. This is not for this service. Grace is free. Or some people cannot manage grace. Saul could not manage it. The thing came for free. But he couldn't manage it. David, if you see the way he did, he was very careful. Very intentional. So when God put man there, God gave man a certain set of instructions. All the trees here you can eat for food. Told him there is the tree of life that gives you abundant life. But there's also the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He told him clearly, this one, don't chop. Don't eat. Even in the overflow, there is a charge. Your ability to obey the sets of instructions will continue to give you access to the overflow. Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. The moment you stop listening to the words of Jesus, it don't matter what you say, you are denied access. In fact, God planted the garden. Eden means peace, bliss, enjoyment, Everything that you need, God has made available for you. But you see, the devil came. Thief come but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And the devil saw that he lost out and made sure that man will never enjoy. And how did the devil do it? Made sure that they disobeyed the word of God. So child of God, what is my charge for you? You must make sure that this Christ you are in, you don't disobey him. Immediately the eighth. Did you know the first thing that God did? God, of course, he made an atonement, covered them, but he kicked them out of the garden and put the cherubim, right? And the flaming sword, so that they don't have access to what? The tree of life. Anytime you disobey God, you lose access to something. In that garden of Eden, let me tell you how beautiful it is. The Bible says God caused rivers to water the place. Everything that man needed was right there. Is somebody hearing me? And that water was to sustain the life in Eden. That's why in John 7, when man lost out, Jesus came on the last day of the feast. He said, any man that is thirsty should come to me. Because now Eden is obliterated. But the creator of Eden is here. Any man that comes to me should come and drink. And out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water. The evidence that you are operating in the overflow is that out of your belly shall flow.
You have listened to Reverend John teach us on the overflow of God's blessing. In it, he taught us that outside Christ, we will not experience God's abundant grace, which brings God's overflow. It is only in Christ that we are guaranteed God's abundant overflow. Know that there is a difference between the worldly abundance and God's abundance. Jesus let us know in Luke chapter 12, verse 15, that a man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. Join us next week as Reverend John brings us another important message. If you feel this message has blessed you, let us know. Visit us at BethelCovenantAG.org or visit us on one of our social media platforms. God bless you.